January 19, the revelation of God's love in the cross. It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God. Romans 8:34. The revelation of God's love to man centers in the cross. Its full significance tongue cannot utter, pen cannot portray, the mind of man cannot comprehend. Looking upon the cross of Calvary, we can only say, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Christ crucified for our sins, Christ risen from the dead, Christ ascended on high, is the science of salvation that we are to learn and to teach. It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God. Romans 8:34. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Hebrews 7:25. It is through the gift of Christ that we receive every blessing. Through that gift there comes to us day by day the unfailing flow of Jehovah's goodness. Every flower with its delicate tints and its fragrance is given for our enjoyment through that one gift. The sun and the moon were made by him. There is not a star which beautifies the heavens that he did not make. Every drop of rain that falls, every ray of light shed upon our unthankful world, testifies to the love of God in Christ. Everything is supplied to us through the one unspeakable gift, God's only begotten Son. He was nailed to the cross that all these bounties might flow to God's workmanship. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. 1 John 3:1. The knowledge of God is revealed in Christ as the knowledge that all who are saved must have. It is the knowledge that works transformation of character. This knowledge received will recreate the soul in the image of God. It will impart to the whole being a spiritual power that is divine. Of his own life, the Savior said, I have kept my Father's commandments. John 15:10. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Chapter 8, verse 29. As Jesus was in human nature, so God means his followers to be. In his strength, we are to live the life of purity and nobility which the Savior lived. The Ministry of Healing, page 423 and 426. In the rock, Christ Jesus is our only safety. The Upward Look, page 293.